We're now joined by Lorraine Medina Rural Electric's Terry Mazzoni. It's that time of year, the capital credits being issued by LMRE. And Terry, thanks so much for joining us here today. How are you doing?
Doing real well on this brisk morning.
It is indeed a cold one. Hopefully you're staying as warm as you possibly can. Well, let's start right there. The capital credits going out right now. What is that capital credits program for those who may not know?
That's a great question. The since 1982, Lorraine Medina Rural Electric Cooperative has been able to refund patronage capital credits. And it's because we're a not-for-profit utility. The margins, some people may call them profits, but they're margins that we reinvest back in the system. And then if we continue to have margins, we're able to then refund that money back to our members. And this year, we're refunding $1.45 million back to our members.
So essentially, it's a way of kind of awarding the members there with everything you guys kind of have left over on the year, in an easy way to put it. Is that accurate?
Well, that's true. We only refund a percentage of it. Sure. On an annual basis, but we do reinvest those margins back into the system so we continue to provide reliable service to our members. And that's the key. We got to, when people turn that switch on, they still got to be able to trust that the power is going to be there, and so it becomes a reliability issue. So that's what we use the margins for. But then we do refund the money as long as we're financially able to do so. And since 1982, more than $25 million has gone back to the members and even non-members. Even if you've left our lines and moved somewhere sunny, you keep your address on file with the cooperative. We'll find you, and we'll make sure you get a check.
Is there a way to go about that if you do move out of the area to make sure you get that check?
Well, because you're probably not going to want to continue to pay a bill that someone else is using in the house. You do disconnect your service from us so that the next person who comes into your house is going to pay the bill and you're not. So at that point, we ask our people who are leaving the system to stay in contact with us and make sure we have an up-to-date address so they can continue to receive those checks.
If only the former homeowners of my house had been nice enough to pay my electric bill. Boy, that would have been great.
That's the American way, don't you think?
Yeah, exactly. Pay it forward. Isn't that what they call it
these
days?
That's right. It would be just the right thing to do.
Indeed. Joined by Terry Mazzoni today from Lorraine Medina Rural Electric, talking about the capital credits program. And for those who are involved in the capital credits program, the members, is there a registration process? How do they go about receiving that money?
No, there is no registration process. We have 16,400 consumers on our lines, and we're in five counties, Lorraine and Medina, obviously, Northern Ashland, Eastern Huron County, and a little bit of Wayne County. But so if you're a member and you're paying as long as you're paying the electric bill, you're going to automatically start to earn patronage capital credits. And when you think about the word patronage, the longer you're on the system, the more patronage you have with the cooperative, the higher your patronage capital track will grow from year to year.
So I'm just going to ask you, it's like you're reading my mind over here, Terry. So that exactly determines how people receive that credit refund and how much they receive?
That's right. Everybody's a little bit different. There's no, I can't, you know, a lot of times reporters will ask me, well, what's the average? Well, there really is no average because everybody's patronage, everybody's electric use is different.
Very nice. How about taxes? Is it a tax-free situation, or is this something you have to pay on?
You know, you better ask. We better ask an accountant that.
All right.
Question.
Fantastic.
I'm pretty sure people aren't claiming their capital credits on taxes.
I got you.
But I'm not positive.
I understand. Well, yeah. Terry, I appreciate you taking the time here today to talk to us a little bit about the capital credits and everything that goes into it. And, well, just thanks for your time, and I hope you stay warm.
Well, appreciate that. Always appreciate the effort that WEOL AM 930 does for us. And the cooperative has been a great partnership over the years. So thank you very much.
No problem. Thanks again. Terry Mazzoni of LMRE, they're telling us about their capital credits program.